Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42. Feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Cattle futures bounced today. August feeders are up $1.85 at $144.30. That was about $4.50 off of their lows earlier today. August went all the way down to below 140 at $139.75. And still did not go through Thursday's and Friday's high for August feeders, which were $145.10. But we're within striking distance. If you go past that, that would be above the moving average and, of course, the highs. And then that puts you back at that 148 range from the first part of June for the August contract. Live cattle were higher as well. Live cattle in August up 77 to 113.75, about $2.75 or nearly $3 off of their low from earlier today. Box beef at midday bounced slightly up 29 cents on choice at 209.02. Select was 42 cents higher at 194.15. Both of those around $15 off of their high from a month or two ago. The feeder cattle index is 143.66, and then cash trade on Friday was sharply higher than the previous week, $5 to $6 higher, matter of fact, at 122 to 130. Of course, there were not any auction tests yesterday, being the 4th of July, but hopefully these auctions, along with the cash trade, will be higher this week and help the futures out.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets, for the most part, were under pressure today. Corn and beans were sharply lower here. Now, wheat finished the day higher. Corn was 8 to 10 cents lower. December corn at 357.5, down 9.5. That was 9 cents off of the lows from earlier today. Now, in the last 2 weeks, that December corn contract has sold off about 90 cents from their high. So, a really sharp sell-off for corn. Beans today, nearly 60 cents lower, 55 to 58 cents lower is where they finished. November new crop beans 10.77, down 60.5. Now wheat did bounce back. Kansas City was 3.5 to 4 cents higher. December Kansas City was 4.40.5, up 4.25, and that was 16 cents off of their lows. That market did make new contract lows for 9 straight days, so that did change up today with the positive close. And that's also considered a key reversal, so that might bring some positive buyers back into the market. Now we have a crop progress and condition report this afternoon. It's thought that the corn and bean conditions might be slightly lower than the previous week. The two-week forecast is normal to above normal temperatures and normal to below normal rainfall, so that could be possibly be supportive going forward here, but at this point there is no real concern in the weather forecast.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.